Is it time to go?
You're not on the agenda there, buddy. Sorry.
They both all of a sudden.
Huber moved toward the tape player to change the tape.
Oh.
They were snoozing and.
Huber is kind of scary.
Okay, so the next focus topic we're deciding is VR with emphasis on job. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I understand.
Yeah, job placement or particular job placements.
Employment opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is it placement or more job success? Because I heard,
Well, I think it's.
Nancy Dorothy say something about job success.
Well, I brought up with job placement, job.
Job success.
Where are they being placed in? What kind of jobs? Either.
Yeah.
Means the same, it means the same thing.
Success and opportunities or whatever.
Yeah.
This is Nancy. I heard us, you know, discussing about staff training, you know, maybe have you taken a look? I don't remember as a focus topic, you know, what we do, you know, the type of philosophical readings and everything that goes into the staff training process as a focus topic?
We have not done that. We've also talked about, you know, support staff and things like that as a focus topic. I mean, we definitely, I don't think we're ever going to, and I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
We're never going to run out of focus topics. I had just thought that, you know, since we were dealing with this particular issue now, if we wanted to focus on that at the next meeting, I mean, that's kind of what the board seemed to be deciding.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly staff training is.
Could be the next one.
Is something, you know, I have a, you know, an ongoing list of the things that we have talked about focusing on. And, you know.
Well, let's do one at a time.
So, yeah,
we got VR. I think the next one will be in Lincoln. That might be a good one.
But I have added, was it, you know, like staff training opportunities or training, you know, that the staff
training
have.
For new staff.
Okay. So training for new staff, you know, I you know, added it in as one of the things that we can, because it's always good to have input on that.
And especially since it's part of their 3-month commitment or whatever, whenever new staff, I mean, that's a pretty big part of it.
Yeah, we should know what are the materials and all that. That would certainly be a good thing. Okay. All right, we're sort of skipping around. I need to make sure we haven't skipped anything. Another topic that we wanted to touch on was per diem and expenses for meetings other than quarterly board meetings. And I think that came up when the, you know, our going and participating in the staff meeting, you know, when especially when we need to take off work to do things or that kind of thing, that can be a difficulty. And if we are doing something as a board, we're really not, I mean, we can come together by chance at meetings. I mean, that's in the law that can happen. I mean, we can't keep that from happening. But as far as, you know, making decisions or doing things as a board, you know, if we're doing that somewhere, and I can't think of very many places where that would happen, but with our coming to staff meeting, for instance, it makes sense to me for us to set a precedent of having that be a per diem kind of a thing. Otherwise, we put commissioners and potential commissioners in the position of thinking, okay, now, is that something I ought to have be part of things? If this is a hardship, do I then bring it up and be uncomfortable, or how does that happen? So I think that's how that came up. I don't know if there's any discussion about it, but it's just.
This is true. I think it would be helpful if you all come to a decision that then we can have as the clear guideline. And, you know, is it that when the board decides as an entity to attend a state staff meeting or to go to the training in Kansas City, that when those are decided as an entity, those, you would get your per diem and expenses. But if there's other things that are just encouraged, like attending vending board vending committee meetings or Bob's leadership training or so on, those wouldn't. I guess that's where I would see maybe the guideline would be. But whatever it is, I'd like to hear from you a decision of what it should be.
I think just what you said is...
Yeah.
I think that would be the proper...
Yeah, if we vote on it, ask the board to say, you know, we as a board, you know, are going to attend the staff meeting, then it should be a per diem, but, you know, if it's just encouraged, then that's a whole other thing. Makes sense to me. Yeah, I think it'll make it easier for everybody concerned if there are some guidelines.
Yeah, that makes some sense to me. The place where that gets to be interesting, though, is if, for instance, one of us wants to, and we've been encouraged by staff to go and attend something that is out of our area, where it could require, you know, spending a night in the hotel or, you know, doing something like that. What we're doing if we say that we won't ever, you know, offer any kind of reimbursement or any kind of anything like that, what we're saying is that people will most likely, as commissioners, restrict themselves to either what they can afford if they happen to, you know, have a lot of money, or where they live if they don't have much money. And staff could reasonably interpret that as lack of interest on the part of a commissioner when the interest may be there, that is to say the willingness to participate, but it just isn't economically doable. So I don't know that we want to be that specific about it. Because I do see that could cut out, you know, the on this board right now, the westernmost representative is Nancy, and she lives in Hastings, which is not anywhere near the western part of the state. So if any of us were going to, for instance, go and participate in something in the Scotts Bluff or North Platte area, what we're saying is that if somebody decides to do that, they're on their own. And I'm not sure that that's reasonable either for the commissioner or for the staff. You know, I don't know.
I know several years ago we had a meeting in North Platte, and I don't want anybody to misunderstand this as a complaint, but it, you know, as a reality, it's a full day's drive out there from where I live, and both Fritz and I took vacation days to drive out there on a Friday so we'd be there by Saturday, and we were happy to do it, but the next commissioner may not be able to afford to do it. Or
on the other hand, if people from that part of the state come to meetings when we don't ever have them out there, then those folks end up doing the same thing. And so, you know, we need to always make sure we bear that in mind, that's a two-way kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And actually, one thing I've thought about is just your point, Dorothy, when for some people a particular meeting means the cab ride and a, you know, and the day, and for others it's a three-day trip. Mm-hmm. Do we just pay one day per diem? I think that's what we always have done. I don't know that that's fair. And I don't know what is fair, but I have wondered about that from time to time. You know, how do we decide that? And, you know.
Yes, I've wondered about that too. And her point is well taken. Mm-hmm. And we need to have this particular position be something that people are going to want to do and be able to do. Mm-hmm. And if we make it, you know, so tremendously impractical, that people really can't consider it. You know, I remember Michelle was on the board for a while from Scotts Bluff, and ultimately the time and, you know, and her kind of things that were happening in her life were part of it, but part of it was the time thing. We need to make some way of reconciling that, and that's another part of why it got put on the agenda. And maybe we need to think about it again for the next meeting and bring it up again.
And just so everybody knows, we certainly have paid the expenses for the 3 days, say, for Nichelle to come into.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But nobody ever has raised, including me, the point of, well, what about the per diem? Should we pay 3 days, you know? And so I think it's a good idea of a topic that ought to be pondered and come up with some suggestions or some possible ways to look at it in the future. Because I agree, I don't just want people that, you know, have plenty of money to do whatever they want to be on the board in the future. Mm-hmm. I want, you know, so maybe we could spend more time thinking about that and then discuss next meeting.
Also, okay. The people who are self-employed, like Bob, I mean, if he takes a day off during the week, that's lost revenue for him, I assume. I don't know, but
yeah, if he's got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with all of this.
Yeah, it's not an issue for him.
This is all pro bono for me.
Okay, we'll make okay. More than that. No more per diem.
Okay, well, you know, we need to think about it. And those of you who are out, you know, out here listening and potential commissioners, because everybody in here, or most people in here could be,
January 1st,
you know, think about it. Think about what you would want it to be like if it were going to be you or whatever. And we will put it on the agenda again next time.
Madam Chairman, is your, or possibly consider per diem for days work lost?
Then a retired person doesn't get anything.
But you know, if somebody's taking Friday off, which would be their work day, to have to travel and losing their wages from that day.
Right. Yeah, well, we can enter whatever into the discussion that we want to, bearing in mind that, you know, there is, you know, there are finite resources for everything that happens.
I would propose on the brainstorming thing that we exchange emails back and forth and do a lot of brainstorming.
Concerning the ways to educate public officials.
I think that's very important to outreach, but, you know, I mean, it's end of a long day. I don't know how much brainstorming I want to do right now.
Okay.
But I think it's important because I do think there's a lot more we could do. And I think, you know, since we really haven't communicate at all, I think we should set a lot more, start the groundwork by communicating by email, and then at the next meeting we have talked about it among ourselves, and then we could have a mm-hmm. a topic that where we've actually done some groundwork rather than just start throwing great ideas around.
Okay, kind of like we did with the job description and so forth. We can do the emailing between meetings and then bring whatever comes of that to share with everybody. You know, I want to thank Nancy Fleurl for kind of, you know, planting the seed as far as doing that kind of thing, you know, considering having people at our meetings or doing that. You know, and how we can best influence people, whether it's in this kind of a forum or just suggest that, you know, we can maybe suggest things or whatever that is. It's good to be thinking about it. I mean, I think all of us have over time, but that really did bring it into focus. At least it did for me, and so I'm glad that interchange was happening.
Like the staff meeting, you know, the Grand Island paper being there, I mean, you know, I don't think the World Herald's going to send a reporter to our commission meetings, but on the other hand, maybe some kind of release or something. But certainly, in you know, when we journey out from Omar Lincoln, that the smaller towns are, you know, might you know, they're looking for human interest stuff, and especially if we could get some people in their town that are, you know, using our services, that gives them a local angle. And, but anyway, I think we should be thinking about that and raising our visibility.
I agree. Okay, then we already have a focus topic. Is there any further public comment?
Yes, there is. Madam Chairman and Board of Commissioners, I feel I should tell you that I think the score is Nebraska 1 and KU State 0 in the sixth inning.
Yay, thank you, Ryan.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
When I got my phone call, I asked what the score was. It was the bottom of the sixth, and Alex Gordon hit a three bases with a triple. It's now 5-0.
You're kidding. Wonderful.
Cool. Alex Gordon.
I make a motion. I like Jim's news better than Ryan.
I do.
Well, now, I wasn't finished, though. See, I wasn't done. I think the score is 5, but I don't feel what the score is. I also feel I need to tell you that I made an incorrect statement earlier about Newsline. The name of the paper is the El Nuevo Herald, and that needs to go into the minutes officially. El Nuevo Herald. N-U-E-V-O. Herald.
Virtually sure about that?
The new Herald. Well, I think I know, but I don't feel
it. Yeah,
that
he is virtually sure about it.
And that's in Florida?
I think it's in Florida, but my feelings don't concur, so okay. Who knows where it is.
But is there any other public comment?
Yeah, Ryan, you're going to be walking to the movie with more comments like that.
I was just going to add that I did contact Omaha Senators, and probably more than half of them RSVP'd, which is a nice acknowledgement, at least, and saying that they were sorry that they were unable to attend. Several of them asked for minutes to be sent to them, and so I have followed up with some of them already, inviting them to go out into the field with us when we're meeting with some of their consumers in their particular areas. So hopefully we can have, you know, maybe more personal contact.
I'm assuming that when that happens, or if that happens, it would be only with the person who's going to be visited's permission.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people would not want somebody just suddenly showing up.
Oh, yeah, we would never.
You know,
this is Pearl, and I just for the record, I would like us to mention when and where the next board meeting is, so that it's always at the end of minutes every time.
Okay, the next meeting will be in Grand Island, August 13th.
Where at?
Do we have a place?
Have a place. I can't tell you, but I'm pretty sure that got set up. Pardon?
I can't remember if we got a note about it already or not.
Library. I don't know if you did or not. I know we had discussion about trying to get it set up. It's the public library, but exactly, I don't. I mean, that'll come out later.
Okay.
And could I also, and maybe it would be helpful to have this in the minutes, we will arrange transportation. I mean, you know, when we don't want to hire a 80-passenger bus, but when some of us are driving someplace, we're certainly happy to take consumers or interested people with us. And if they, you know, if we need a van, for example, we need to know ahead of time. So I would just encourage people, we know, you know, the meetings are set up in advance, and if people want to come, or if you're talking with anybody in the community, don't wait for something from us about possible transportation. Communicate with us at any point prior to a meeting as early as possible, and then we'll have some idea of what kind of, how many or how big of a vehicle we might need. It would really help us to have that coming from outside. And thank you.
So is there a a timeframe as far as advance notice?
Not really. The sooner, as soon as you know you're, not just you, but as soon as a person knows that they want to attend the next meeting, if they can get a hold of me or Val or even their local office, we can start making a list of people.
Carol, I'm sorry, Carol. I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to set a deadline because...
I agree, because if somebody comes, you know, like Friday afternoon and suddenly says that, then you're in a...
A bind.
I think an unnecessary bind. And we are talking about adults here.
That's right. Well, actually, the way I look at it is by the time, you know, I mean, when it gets to Friday, if there's another seat in the two cars that are available, you know, I mean, we don't go run down and try to get a van. So it doesn't really put me in a bind because I already know by then that I've got two cars going and I've got one chair left. You know, but okay. I mean, if you want to put a date, it's an ongoing need for people to communicate with us about if they want to go.
If you don't make the deadline, then it'll just be
just
luck of the draw.
And that was a point well taken, Pearl. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If there's a deadline, we have to keep communicating that to people so they know when it is.
Right. Yeah. So that actually could be more of a bind than
what you were saying. You say the deadline is always 5 days before.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't take much to put that on the listserv, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was part of the meeting
don't,
notes.
But that was just my thought about it.
Yeah, good idea.
So I make a motion to adjourn.
So do people want there to be a deadline, or are we just leaving that as it is?
Mr. Hubert, if there are not people that want to go that would necessitate the commission renting a van, then I think there's several days need that the transportation services needs to be able to provide a van.
Well, and sometimes there won't be a van available. Mm-hmm. You know, just there won't. And so it's kind of complicated. And, you know, we do want to fill whatever vehicles are going, but we don't want to be exclusionary about it, but we just want people to communicate with us. And sometimes you have to research, you know, if we had it 5 days ahead, by that point, if we found we needed a van, there may very well not be one. But if we know early on a bunch of people would want to go to a particular meeting, we can check into getting one. It does cost more, and we're not going to routinely get one just in case. But if the need is there, you know.
Just put the notice in and say ASAP. Notify ASAP or something.
Okay, well, so no, I don't think we have agreed to, you know, putting anything out there to solicit that.
No.
I think what I'm understanding Pearl to say is that there is willingness there if people contact the commission, and you know, people will try to do what can be done to make it possible for as many people to go as are willing, but not necessarily saying, here this is, come and...
We'll make sure it happens.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
If it's not true, then so be it.
All right.
I second Bob.
I certainly want to, right before we deal with Bob's motion, I want to again give a great big thank you to Nancy Floral and the Omaha staff for hosting the meeting and for the lunch. It was fun to meet those kids and to talk with them. That was a really neat thing. Thank you.
Bob was 6'7" Huskers.
Okay. All right. Now, Bob has moved that we adjourn.
Dorothy second.
Okay.
And
all in favor?
Hi.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
Oh, how you like that, Brad?
Anybody know what time it is?
4:04.
3:43.
3:43. Okay.
Rolling.
Catch it.